This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war for your mind.
Pachanik is throwing a fit on air, which is good radio. And you know what? We should be upset about what's happening. A couple weeks ago, I was saying how Trump and the generals were doing a great job. I thought it was all political infighting. He was yelling at me saying, no, no, it's terrible. This is crap. Why did we put Trump in? He's deserted us. And then I got him on to actually see what he thought. I don't thought I called him and say, hey, what are you going to talk about? When I actually want to hear. Sometimes he agrees, sometimes he disagrees. That's what I do with my guests. People say, why do you have people on that disagree or agree? Because that's what's interesting is the real discussion. So let's not change the debate until it's disingenuous in a hurricane to bring up the stuff happening with the political stuff. I just did 13 hours yesterday covering the hurricane. Now we're covering the aftermath that's still ongoing, flooding, all the rest of it. We're praying for folks. But seriously, I'm optimistically hoping you're right. I mean, I haven't really said anything bad about Mattis. I keep learning about the stuff about McMaster. And then I see it confirmed later in the news that indeed he is doing this stuff. And it's just disgusting. That's what I'm saying.
Why is it disgusting? Listen, first of all, how many people do you have on your staff there? You have 73, right?
Something like that.
All right. Why do you have 73 people when you know you can say whatever you want whenever you want it? Why are they there?
Well, there's everything from janitorial to accounting to IT to researchers.
Correct. Right. And then do you call me up beforehand to make come on your show? No, you're not that sweet to me. So you send Alejandro Nico. So instead of Alejandro Nico, we have McMaster's, we have Mattis. Now, do I always agree with McMaster? No. Did I agree with Mattis going into Afghanistan? No. I was furious because that was the turnaround. Am I throwing out everybody because I may be right or may be wrong? No. So what I'm asking you to do is to temper your language a little bit right now, because no one is going to take out Trump. Trump is going to even take himself out. He enjoys his company, has a beautiful wife, he has lovely kids. And we're going to go on. And by the way, if he took everybody out, how the hell are you going to explain the fact that Trump turned on the conservative wing and went right to our friend Schumer? Did you anticipate that?
I did, because they were totally blocking him and stonewalling him. All I care about is getting the jobs, cutting the taxes, repealing Obamacare, securing the borders, not teaching five-year-olds how to have sex. And Trump's going in the right direction, so I get him not letting them.
Did I disagree that he went to Schumer and instead we had a whole outcry from a bunch of Republicans who did nothing over 7 years? You and I do our homework. We study, we learn what we do. But if you had a health bill for 7 years, Alex, I am certain you would have learned what was in that bill.
Yes. I mean, I scanned over the key subsections.
Excuse me, but none of our Republicans, neither Mitchell McConnell or Ryan or any of
them. No, I know. I don't like them because they're arrogant. They wouldn't even return the president's calls. The McMaster acts like that. I don't get the arrogance.
Hold on, because
our next guest is 5 minutes late. Hold over, because I want to finish this discussion. But here's what I'm getting at.
You want to finish me. You're not going to finish me, and we'll continue this. The issue is very...
I'm not trying to finish you. I'm not trying to best you.
But that's okay, Alex. We've been doing this for 14 years.
That's not what's happening.
Of course it is.
No, it's not. I'm trying to actually get to the goal of something. What we're getting at here is, I can talk over you easily.
For a while, Alex, pull it.
What's happening is
my time. I got to save people in the water. Gators are coming in and moccasins.
I saw that. So when we come back, I want to talk about the economy thing. Then just do 5 minutes on that.
Important.
And the hurricane, because That's what I'm getting at is they wanted to stall the economy, lower our debt rating if he doesn't raise the debt ceiling, when they're the ones that never did it before. That's why I'm saying I support what he did.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got half of Florida without power. 544,000 no power in Georgia. Looting spree. Keys residents seething over roadblocks. And Steve Pachenik's right in the middle of Florida, right where the hurricane hit. And he's just finishing up. He thinks the command and control system's great in there right now. And them cutting off access to the president is a good thing. And so we'll see what happens. All I care about is that we get the country going, get out of globalism, and get those tax cuts. And the fact that the Republican blue bloods tried to block him and that they tried to shut the government off to make him look bad, I think it was smart to go around their back, go to the Democrats, because that shows them that the blue blood Republicans aren't running the show. So I agree with Steve Pachenik there. But, man, I've talked to the CEOs. I've talked to people at the dinners with McMaster running his mouth and talking down the president and saying he shouldn't have the nuclear codes and stuff. And I just think it's dangerous to have the former deputy director of the CIA, Phil Mudd, on CNN saying the deep state's going to kill the president soon. But Pachenik, you know, he knows a lot of deep state folks. He thinks everything's wonderful. So I hope you're right. Steve, give us a 3-minute summation before we go to...
Alex, stop. What I said is if McMaster is shooting his mouth off, I can guarantee and I will assure you that Trump is very smart. in the art of the deal. He allows somebody to self-destruct. I have full faith in Trump doing that. Secondly, I had full faith that Trump would eventually say, look, these Republicans are useless, which is what you and I said for years. I don't know why I have congressmen like Ted Yoho or the senators like McConnell or Ryan, and they're useless. So we understand there are changes. But at the same time, to say that the man is captured and can't do anything, you're belittling Trump. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He knows exactly how to handle this situation. Kelly is there, as he said, to maintain the integrity of the White House, which is equal to Trump or even more important because we need continuity. He is not shut off from anybody or everybody wants to talk. He can go to his hotel and eat with anybody he wants. I don't know the gentleman. I wish him the best of luck. But don't denigrate the military and the intelligence system when I told you when there's a problem, there's a problem.
I wasn't denigrating the military to say that to disagree with what stuff McMaster's doing or to say I don't think this surge is a good idea.
If McMaster's out of control, then Trump can fire him. That's not my problem. McMaster, we paid out of the Clancy franchise, 98, we paid him some money for his book on ARCAP. That was it. That's my full involvement with him. I don't have a problem if he's thrown out or taken out. Trump knows how to do that. But the reality is Trump is also the ability to play games and manipulate, and that's his right. The reason why we have several generals in that position and they were put in there is because he also respects the military command and control, and they reflect not only the present state of our republic, but all of those veterans of us who served for the past 60 to 70 to 80 years. Remember, the integrity of the republic is paramount. If the U.S. dollar goes down for any reason because we can't handle anything in the White House or we can't handle our economy, your dollar's worth nothing because in and of itself...
No, I understand the big issue is, and globalism was supposed to end our prosperity, and I think that's why Hillary basically got blocked, and it shows the hubris of the establishment trying to sell her.
Hillary got blocked because you and I said correctly she was dumb. And she was dumb because she did the same stupid things she'd been doing in the past. She was repeating the same nonsense. She was not qualified to handle the presidency, despite whatever her husband said, who was also not qualified. Now we have a man who's a businessman. Let him do what he does. Let him do it the way he wants. But don't create any kind of agitation right now when Kelly and others are trying to put some order in there. If he wants to Twitter, he can Twitter all day long. That's not an issue for the people. What is the issue for the people is that you need continuity. The globalists could give a damn what's going on because they don't know anything.
Okay, Dr. Steve Pachenik, stevepachenik.com. Well, come on as soon as you want to, the next few days, or as soon as the aftermath of the hurricane is clear. And that's why I wanted to get you on, because we disagree, sometimes, and I will definitely...
I still love you, Alex.
I got it. I don't mind. We've debated many times and disagreed many times. I didn't think this Afghanistan thing was as big a deal as you were. You were hopping mad 2 weeks ago. Now you just think everything...
Afghanistan is a disaster. It's a disaster.
But now you're a Cheshire Cat. Everything's wonderful. Okay. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for joining us. Thank you. Okay, there he goes. Wow, he is in a bad mood with the alligators and stuff coming through. Pray for all the folks in Florida. Now let's get really serious right now, ladies and gentlemen. We are sitting here at the 16th anniversary of 9/11, the 5th anniversary of Benghazi, and the 1 year anniversary of Hillary Clinton collapsing, and how that really illustrated to everybody the fact that she was a fraud. Because we told you a month before that she was having seizures every 45 minutes and that we should follow her around and tell everybody to follow her around when she gets in the black van. We put out images of the black van. We caught her in a tent a week before for about an hour before she spoke. So clearly she has serious medical problems that she was covering up. This was just indicative that on 9/11, 4 years after she ordered the stand down at Benghazi, and 15 years after 9/11 had taken place, that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, it turned out, had basically ordered stand downs before to not kill Osama bin Laden and not take out Al-Qaeda. So it was just God's justice. If there is a God, boy, this shows it to you. And Chris Tonto, known as Pronto, ChrisTontoPronto.com, one of the great heroes of Benghazi, and one of the guys that had the courage during the campaign to expose that they were told there was a stand-down order by the State Department and expose this lying witch, joins us now. And she's not in power. We stopped her. She's not Madam President, like Newsweek said. Thank you so much for joining us on such a busy day, sir.
Thank you. Thanks again. Good to see you again, brother. Thank you, Alex.
It's good to have you here with us. Wow. So just, I could ask the questions, but now Trump's in. So much has happened. Hillary, the things she's saying, the things she's doing, saying America's racist for electing Trump. I mean, what do you just make of all this?
Same as always, the DNC and the Democrats are still playing that same card, trying to break this country apart, because if they don't do that, if they don't create havoc, at some point they won't win elections. In my eyes, though, I don't even listen to what she has to say. She showed her true cards to us when she left us to die on 9/11/2012 and 9/12/2012, and two of my teammates did die. So whatever she says, honestly, it's water off a duck's back. I don't even pay attention to the woman.
I could ask the questions here, but Survivor of Benghazi's best-selling book, film, all of it. Of all the things that brought Hillary down, I think it's either WikiLeaks or Benghazi. But I think Benghazi, with the soldiers, with the airmen, with the Air Force folks, with the people in our military, I think that was the bridge too far.
Well, I agree, because she's going up and she's calling the people that have sworn to protect this country that serve based off honor, courage, integrity, and morality. And she's calling us liars. So by doing that, really, she seals her own literally presidential death warrant by doing that. You can't go up against special operations troops, Ranger SEALs, and Marines and say, hey, they're lying. I'm telling the truth, even though two of their brothers died right in front of them. So and what it also did, Alex, and what you've been doing forever is exposed the corruption between the mainstream media and the left. That's what Benghazi did as well, by us standing up and telling the truth. And I'm thankful that we did that. Yes, we lost our jobs because of it. We all lost our security clearances. The whole team, we're done. But it still was the right thing to do. And I think in the long run, people will see that it saved our country from just going down another slippery slope.
I understand we can't have leaks, and I understand we can't have things like Chelsea Manning his name is, releasing all that stuff. But then down the road, the leaks about Hillary's criminal activities and the secret servers, that was good stuff, and that's what got Trump elected. So you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Like, I think the president should reissue your security clearances. Clearly, you did your job. You did the right thing. You didn't violate security just because you didn't go along with a lie when somebody derelicted their duty. And I think at the same time, I think, Julian Assange should be pardoned, because you can't get elected by somebody and then, then throw them to the wolves as well. But I understand you can't just have groups out there just getting stuff willy-nilly.
Well, in the leaks, as far as Hillary Clinton, she did that to herself. So by leaking, she did her own leaks that she incriminated herself.
Exactly.
With. I wouldn't even call those leaks. When you're putting information out on open servers, you're giving up classified information. That's against the law. So she should be in jail. She has not been in jail. Of course, the FBI and James Comey and their shenanigans have decided not to incriminate her, which they still should, and she should be. You're correct. You know, when it takes a person like Julian Assange to show how corrupt our government is, we're in a sorry state, brother. We are in a very sorry state, but we can get back on track. And President Trump has that opportunity to not only put Hillary Clinton in jail, Susan Rice in jail, and whoever else took part in that, but also, you're right, at least open up communication with Julian Assange and see what can be done, because essentially he did help Donald Trump get elected. But he didn't do the wrong thing. The information was already out there. So it's not like he went and grabbed classified information that was hidden somewhere. Hillary Clinton had on open servers. What are you going to do?
It's exactly.
To grab.
Getting back to what I first covered, I want to get your take on that. I know you're a Christian as I am, but what is it like to see her, with all her arrogance, collapse on 9/11 outside the memorial when she's leaving, on the anniversary of Benghazi and the stand down order 4 years before, now 5 years and 15 years after 9/11, which they were intimately involved in allowing to happen?
You don't want anything, and as a Christian, you don't want to see bad things happen to anybody. Whatever happened to her, that's going to be between her and her maker. And what happened to there that day, that's between her and her maker as well. You reap what you sow. That old adage, you reap what you sow. We learned when we were growing up, that still holds true. And
because she got caught falling down on 9/11, and 1 month after the Secret Service said, just follow her around. And it wasn't our people that got it. We were there a week before and got her in the tent collapsed. I mean, it's just incredible.
It is. Do you think it's a coincidence? I don't think so. Do I pray for things like that to happen to her? People may think I do. I don't. But you know what? I didn't shed a tear when it did happen. If that makes me a bad person, so be it. I don't care. When you get left to die, and then you get lied to, and then also the family members of your fallen teammates are lied to, you get a little callous towards that person.
I was about to say, I don't even want to get into all of it, but I mean, there was a lot of persecution against you guys, and intimidation and threats of jail to try to keep you quiet.
There was, and then the media itself twisting stories or coming at us with certain government officials saying we were doing it because of money, saying we were making it up. As long as you stay strong, and what we had on our side more than anything is we had the truth on our side, it was easy just to say, you know, hey, go away. Chris Cuomo, you're going to threaten me? Really? No, I think you can walk away there, Mr. CNN. That doesn't work against us. We're not intimidated easily, especially when we have the truth on our side, and especially when we remained as a team together and we all had the truth on our side. It wasn't one individual. All of us stayed together, and that made us stronger. So you're not going to beat a SEAL and a Ranger and Marine in a fight. It's not going to happen, especially when we're teamed up together.
Chris Tonto Peronto is our guest, former Ranger, 2nd Battalion, 75th Regiment, security military consultant, hero Benghazi attack, working as a CIA contractor at the Annex. Amazing films. I don't really like just straight-up war movies because, you know, I've seen just violence and stuff in my own life. And but when you see something that was so documentary compared to just the accounts and things I read, and then you said it was very accurate as well, it's just amazing and a very powerful film, and I've read the book as well. Tell folks about your book and where people can find it.
Well, I've got a book called The Ranger Way, which was harder to write than 13 hours. Of course, we got 13 hours what really happened to Benghazi. The Ranger Way I was asked to write by the same producer, production book for the publisher, I'm sorry, as we did 13 hours. And it's just, honestly, it's about failing. And this is what our young generation has not figured out, that you can learn and succeed from failures. And that's all it is. It's a book of me failing multiple times and picking myself up and learning how to deal with those failures when something
and that's key. The social engineers write and admit. That's why it's so great that you're a motivational speaker to colleges and high schools, you know, to thousands of kids every time you speak. That's what's so exciting is that they teach people, everybody gets a participation trophy. You don't ever want to try because you might fail. Instead, the best things in my life were failing. Can you speak to that in the 7-8 minutes we've got left? Just things that you want to say instead of me asking the questions.
No, sure. Failing, going through Ranger school and failing a patrol, being miserable, being cold, being hungry, and saying, okay, I failed this. I don't want to fail again. What did I do wrong? And figuring that out. I'll be personal with you. I tried to commit suicide. That was a failure. I got kicked out of the military the first time I was in. That was a failure. What did I do when that happened? Picked myself up. All right. Actually got out of the hospital, said, what did I do wrong? Why did I screw up here? Is this the right thing to do? Do I want to end up this way? No, I don't. And I wouldn't have applied for the GRE. And I went to graduate school. During the 2 years I had to take off from the military, I kept moving forward and tried to continue to improve myself, even though I felt like the lowest human being kicked out from the military, trying to commit suicide, you know, and failing at that. But I didn't say, you know, I'm not going to sit down. And I went and got my master's degree. And when I got my master's degree, I went back to an Army recruiter and I said, what do? I want to go back in. He says, you got to do everything all over again. Got to go through basic training. Got to go through airborne refresher. Got to go through Ranger Indoc all over again if you want to go back in the Army. I said, fine. And I did it all over again. And you know what? That's also okay because I learned from my failures and I learned that, you know, because of these failures, I may have to do everything and I may have to try harder, but I can do it because I was able to pick myself up. Those failures that I went through at the beginning, when Benghazi happened that night, I'd been through so much at that point, you know, seen deaths over in Iraq, seen deaths in Afghanistan, been through my own trials and tribulations that I was like, this is easy. I'm actually enjoying it. I'm having a good time here. I'm with my friends. I'm with my buddies. I can trust them. Yes, we're in a firefight. I'm seeing things that most people don't get to see. I've been through misery. I've been through pain. I can handle this. It just gets you through.
And then hands down, they said, I mean, I'll take away from other guys, they're all amazing heroes. Hands down, they say that, you know, you were the most effective guy out there that night of all those great people. And again, going from all that failure to all the other successes you'd had since then.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad they say that. I think they were. I served with heroes. They were. Sometimes I'm just stupid and I just stand in front of gunfire because I don't know any better. Just maybe so. There's a fine line that you cross. But since then, you know, you still, even being attacked by the media, being attacked by the government, being attacked by the deep state, which we are. I've tried to turn lemonade out of lemon and become a public speaker and been able to write another book and tried to stay positive and try to teach people that failure is okay and you can learn from it and that you never quit, you never give up. Encourage and honor and integrity are still in the United States of America, and you always thank a veteran for your freedom. Teaching the right rules that I was taught by my father when I was growing up.
You know, bring that in. I think people ought to have you to Austin, like to speak to UT or something. I spoke to UT one time, 5,000 people in the packed hall, and that was a no promotion. I think you should really come and speak to a quasi-hostile crowd about how you've been indoctrinated, because I'm not enemies with liberals that dump hot coffee on me or even threaten my family or all the harassment and things they've done. It's nothing compared to being shot at. But there is a war now in America's streets, and they're programmed. They're losers manipulated. You read the WikiLeaks, it's Hillary saying, how do we keep them desperate? How do we keep them in the dark? There's Facebook documents that came out this year where they're trying to keep people alone with bots that are fake liberal bots that try to keep them in outrage to manipulate them. I mean, this is trauma-based mind control. They create a loser mentality, then they capture them as losers at the universities, and then they control them. I think somebody like you might be able to break them out of their trance.
I'd love to. If they want to know if I'm a good speaker, they can go. Not surprisingly, I have spoken at their competitor, Texas A&M. I don't know if that shouldn't surprise anybody because that's an Army.
I'm just saying you ought to be you ought to be giving speeches to 50,000 people. I mean, I've seen you give them 5,000. Because you're a great public speaker.
Well, you know, as soon as somebody asks me, I will. But if I talk to one person, if I talk to 50,000. As long as somebody can walk away out of there and say, you know what, I'm a lot stronger now, or I can overcome one person, then I feel like I've done my job, and I feel like I've accomplished something. And that makes me feel good, which in turn is cathartic for me because I've been through a lot myself, and I have my down times too.
You can stay a little bit longer from the bottom of the hour. That's good. I want to take a few calls specifically for one of the heroes of Benghazi. Chris Tonto, Peronto.com is the website. Chris Tonto is our guest. Toll-free number. Take a few calls on the side. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The author of The Ranger Way is his newest book, obviously. There's also the book that the film is based on as well. Really amazing website, really good-looking website as well. Wish I had one that good. Again, it's at ChrisTontoPeronto.com. Be sure and go check that out. We got a few minutes to break, but continue with just other points politically or your own life you want to get to.
You know, as today goes on, again, I know we get into politics in 9/11. We get who did what, who didn't do what. As I've moved on, and I was angry that first time, first year after, I was angry because of what was going on, because of the lying was going on. I went to Yemen. I redeployed to Yemen after Benghazi. I did. Today, I'm not as angry, and I see Benghazi as what it should be saw as, and that is honor, courage, sacrifice, what this great nation has been built on. And I see it through Roan and Bub, who died that night. And I am so proud to call them teammates. And those guys are the heroes. And I don't want people to ever forget them, because as soon as they forget their names, that's when those heroes die. And I don't want them ever to die. And that's important to me.
That's right. Well, just like they were trying to start a race war a month ago, and they admitted it, and Soros admitted it, Harvey and Texas brought everybody together, just like this new hurricane, as tragic as Irma is. It just shows how, from a tragedy like Benghazi, so many good things have happened. And probably we'd have Hillary Clinton today if Benghazi hadn't happened.
I completely agree with you. We exposed the corruption that was going on. We helped expose it. I shouldn't say we were the ones, but we helped expose that there was corrupt corruptness in the State Department, which there always has been, but now we showed it, and there was corruption within the administration, and there was colluding. I love that word, whoever invented it, but there was collusion between the DNC and between the mainstream media, and we showed all that. But we sacrificed our careers for it, but it was the right thing to do.
I want to ask you this question when we come back. What do you think Benghazi was really about? I mean, why did they order the stand down for all those hours? Thinking the military would go along with it, it's just crazy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com and our new site, Newswars.com. Spread those links. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we got the Harvey situation, we got the Irma situation, we've got Rosa coming in out of the Atlantic. We've got the environmentalists saying pay carbon taxes to Al Gore, he'll fix it, shut down our plants, move them to China. It's crazy. We're going to take your phone calls until the end of the hour with the man who's written The Ranger Way, Chris Tonto. Peranto.com is the website. Chris Tonto, again, is our guest, one of the survivors of Benghazi. He'll say he's not a hero, but he is. And you know, reading the accounts and then seeing the film, it's a very powerful film that I think I think even young people should see it. I don't usually like violent stuff for my kids, but let my son watch it and let my older daughter watch it because they need to know the type of stuff the military goes through. Because I talked to a lot of folks and I've read a lot of after-action reports you never see in movies where stuff like Benghazi, where people pinned down and things going on, these big firefights with three guys holding off 100 guys, that's happened actually quite a bit. But you never hear about it, especially from the Army, because they don't talk about that stuff. Just briefly, I skip breaks this hour, I skip breaks last hour, I got to stop. Just give you an idea how I get obsessed with the information. We need to plug. I didn't even plug last hour. Because let me tell you, when we're selling fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine colloidal silver for this incredibly low price, when you do auto ship, we're losing money on this, but I want you to get introduced to how it's such great toothpaste. So Super Blue, mouthwash, all the products are 50% off. The mouthwash is amazing. It's Dr. Jones approved. That's my dad, retired dentist. He's not completely retired. He still has his license, but it's made by the same folks that make Tom's and Maine and all that. So it's really high quality. And I know we all eat a little bit of fluoride. That's calcium fluoride. Not the type of fluoride they're putting in the toothpaste. That's why it's so toxic. Even the American Dental Association now says children should not brush with fluoride toothpaste. Yes, look it up, because they're putting a Grignard reagent toxic waste from the phosphate mines in it. This is just crazy how they have this stuff where they can grandfather. So that's why we have the fluoride-free toothpaste. People love it. Knockout, the sleep aid, that has the same amount of melatonin as a normal $19 bottle. But then we just add L-tryptophan and valerian root, some other things that are known to help you sleep better. It works really great. And it, normally at $19.95, it's a great deal, but it's $17.97 right now. So that's 40% off retail, which is $29. But we usually sell it for like $24. It's $17.95 or $17.97. It is a great deal. We have a lot of other great products. We have water filtration is discounted 30% off, really high quality water filtration units. The Alexa Pure Breeze is the very best unit out there. It reduces 99.97% of airborne contaminants. There's a joke around the office with some of the guys back there that, let's just say you pass gas 20 feet from it, the light turns red in the front. It senses everything. This is so space age. It's the same stuff they developed for the space shuttle and submarines. But when I bought these for my house 5 years ago, they were like $800. When our good friends at Alexa Pure came up with Alexa Pure Breeze, and it's a big water filter company, I didn't realize that for $250, it was such a good deal. But it's $200, and they're now, the leading competitors are $500. That's because prices are coming down as factories get expanded, miniaturization happens. But you cannot beat this deal at $200, and it supports the broadcast. So get those today. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now, getting back to Chris Tonto of Chris TontoPeronto.com, or you can find The Ranger Way. You can find the book also on the 13 hours. It's all there. And this is what you need to donate to the library. Give it to your son or daughter. Again, I'm going to get the book for my son, you know, just to read it because he's hardworking and stuff. But when he doesn't do good on something, it really gets him down. And I just explain, just keep trying. But I remember being 14, too, where stuff would really get to me. Now I don't enjoy failing, but it's like, when I'm messing up with something, I want to do it over and over again. I wish I had that when it came to exercise. I used to. When it comes to work, I can work 20 hours and love it. And when something fails, I want to just keep doing it till I get it done. When I was young, I didn't like that. Now, like, something's not uploading, like, I do it over and over again when it finally happens. Used to, I'd get mad. Now, I actually, like, enjoy fighting with stuff. But I just wish you could get that imparted to teenagers, because I remember being like my son, who's a great guy. But getting back to that before we get into politics, how do we impart knowledge to the young? You know, they say youth is wasted on the young. I mean, because it's so frustrating to know what I know now, how smart my dad and mom were when I thought they were so stupid. And of course, every parent, every adult says this, but every generation we go through it, how my dad, though, really knew his dad was right. So something generationally has happened, too.
Well, I can't say that we should change it. The millennials, I don't know what happened to them. I really don't. The youth, my 12-year-old boy, you just raise him right. You try to teach him values. You try to teach him honor and integrity. You let him make mistakes, though. I guess I could answer my own question. The millennials, what went wrong? With majority of them, the participation trophies. Everybody wins. You don't know how to fail anymore. You don't know how to pick yourself up off the ground. We got to allow our children to fail and help them, let them learn from it, but also help them succeed and learn from those mistakes so they don't fail again. Or if they do fail again, teach them again. But the biggest thing is always teaching them to get back up. Get back up. And whatever happens, get on that horse and keep riding it. Even if you fall off 80 times, get back on that horse 81 times. I think that's where we really failed the some of the younger generations that we've had, where we can fix that now, is that, you know what, not everybody's going to win a trophy. You're just going to have to work hard. And the one that works hardest usually wins. There are some times where they don't, but it doesn't matter. If you don't win, you don't win. Keep trying. Keep working. Get up in the morning. Get up in the morning and work harder. Get up in the morning and study.
Well, I've noticed in politics, a lot of people get into it, get a little bit of success in life or in policy or, you know, in trying to be involved in their communities. And then as soon as they get a little success, they want to just act like they're successful. What's the point of that? They're not mission-driven. And so that's why they're then so unfulfilled as well. I mean, what fulfills you the most?
Well, just continuing to move forward. You know, Boone and I, Dave Benton, Boone, he was the sniper that was on the roof with me that night, a guy we served 10 years with. You know, we're doing the speaking, he's training, we're doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We started our own training company called Battleline Tactical. Because we're like, you know what, we're missing the gun, we're at least missing part of the job. Let's do something that gets us fulfilled, but also we can help other people and maybe lend a little bit of our shooting expertise. Just trying something new. You know, and being with somebody I trust, but also getting out there and doing something I enjoy, which is shooting, but also getting out there and getting out there tactically and showing people, hey, this is a firearm. This is what we do. This is how you shoot it. This is how you can be successful at it. This is, and seeing how it opens up their eyes and how they smile when they start hitting a target. Doing something that is fun for you, that is challenging, that you might fail at, you might have to learn at, but you still continue to set goals and reach those goals. You hit around the head, people become stagnant. Well, you got to keep setting goals. I do. I continue to set goals. And I do exercise a lot because I need to. That's what gets me going. I can't sit idle, so I got to go for a run. In fact, I'll go for a run after we're done here because I'm going to be all amped up. But that's what I do. That's my niche that gets me going. Everybody needs to do that. Just don't sit around. Find something that gets you excited.
Sure.
And work hard at it.
Chris Tanto Paranto is our guest. ChrisTantoParanto.com is the website. I'm Alex Jones. If you just tuned in, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. There's a lot of powerful forces openly censoring Infowars. I remember them when the vets were, you know, when Tanto and others were putting out things on Facebook about, you know, Hillary's a liar, they would block them on Facebook. People say, oh, well, just get off Facebook. No. They're supposedly this big open thing. They claim it has free speech, as long as you follow the rules. And if Hillary's calling them liars, they're allowed to go out and say, no, we were there. She's a liar. It's because they are effective and they're telling the truth. They wanted to shut them down. But there really is an attack on free speech. They admit it now. The Antifa funded by Soros has gone out and tried to intimidate everybody. But 3 weeks after Trump said they were bad, too, not just the white supremacists who were bad as well, the media had to admit and Pelosi had to back off and say, you know what? Antifa is bad. So can you speak to the attempts to destabilize the country? Can you speak to, I don't know if you saw it, Phil Mudd, former deputy director of the CIA, said we're going to kill Trump soon. I mean, they're really hyping the hell out of this. And I just had Steve Pachinik on earlier, who's been in a lot of secret stuff. He said, oh, don't worry. They're just weak. That's why they're doing it. But I still think we should pay attention to this. This is illegal, and it really concerns me. So can you talk to the atmosphere of the left wanting to get militaristic, wanting to get weatherman style, and then high-level people saying that, oh, don't worry, we're going to kill the president.
Well, it's propaganda. It's what they do in the Middle East. It's what a lot of those dictatorship countries do. It's what people that were the countries that have terrorists running them, Libya, even parts of Iraq still. It's pushing people. It's getting them into their heads. It's inciting them. So eventually, all it takes is one crazy gets out there and has a vest on and blows himself up. You've got massive casualties. Six crazies hijack a jet and fly it in the World Trade Center. You got massive deaths. So I think it is important to stop it. And when an FBI, former FBI director, or anybody within the government saying you got to kill the president, I think there's a law against that. Am I right, Alex? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think you can do that without the Secret Service knocking on your door and saying, hey, you know, come with us. I don't care who you're working with.
Well, especially when you're the former deputy director of the FBI, who was appointed by Mueller, who was the former deputy director of the CIA over counterterrorism operations. You worked for this guy previously, and he's on TV saying, we're getting ready to kill him. It's like you said, it's a big confidence game so that nuts think that it's okay and go and try to do it.
Okay.
Clearly, just like Al-Qaeda puts out videos hoping somebody does it.
Well, that's when you see the young boy who's been who's very easily manipulated walks into a checkpoint and blows himself up. Because he's been by the imam or whatever propaganda they push out there, they continually see and say, well, this is the right thing to do. That this is exactly what's happening. It is exactly what I see in the Middle East is what's happening here, just on a bigger scale, because we have more media to do it with.
Well, talking to your buddies and other people, you know, who are connected, what do they think's going on here? Because, I mean, it just seems really upsetting to me. And I'm just wondering, you know, what we should do politically to counter this.
Well, you know what? Trump has the ability to still get rid of people. I talked, I believe it was on Andrew Wilkow's show recently with my Navy SEAL buddy, Jonathan Gillum, who's still a good friend and former operator himself, a Navy SEAL. Yeah, we talked about that. And I said, what we have to do is, first of all, as operator says, we have to pay attention. We have to be ever vigilant. We have to be ever ready. But as far as what Trump can do, he's got to fire people. Is it the normal thing to do for Trump to get rid of people or a president to just say, hey, you're fired? No, that's not normal. But what has normal got us so far? It's got us into this mess. And if there's somebody that's conspiring against him, there's somebody that's not doing their job, whether they're political official or not, and he has the ability to get rid of them, bye, you're gone. And then, you know, of course, the Secret Service has to do their job protecting him. But he may, and I don't want him to become a dictator. I'm not saying that.
No, but when people are trying to organize an overthrow of the elected government, they're trying to be the dictators.
Exactly. And you have to do what you need to do to stop that. We still are the greatest country in the world, greatest country ever. So you don't send mass thugs out like they do in Iraq, or you send the opposition party to go kill the other party. But there are civilized ways.
Well, that's the problem. They're turning into that, and then we're just sitting here going, we're genteel, and I get the trap, but there's got to be some middle point there where you don't let people do this. It's too dangerous.
And that's – I don't have an answer for you right there, Alex. What you know, the perfect world for a guy like myself or guys like us is if those crazies stand up, you have a sea of us guys that will stand up and rise against it. We will. And we're not going to do it for, because that's not our style.
And I think they know that. That's why they hate the veterans and the patriots so much, because they know you actually stand for something.
We will. We're waiting. Hey, you want to make it a perfect world like that? Go ahead and stand up. We'll stand up against you, and then I'll go get McDonald's instead of going and getting Baba Ghanoush in Iraq. How much of a perfect world is that for me? The American dream, and people can say I'm crazy, whatever. But if people are going to rise up and try to turn this country into anarchy and try to turn into what I saw in the Middle East, I will stand up against it. I will. And
well, that's what you're doing right now. That's what you're doing right now. Let's go to some phone calls here. We've got Sam in Oklahoma, Duke in Oklahoma, Trout in California, Dovin in Florida, Ed in Alabama, and many others. Sam in Oklahoma, you're up first. Go ahead.
Hi there. Hi, Chris. Hi, Alex. I'd like to start by saying that you're both great Americans. I have preached the gospel in all of Mexico over the last 25 years. I'm an American, too. And I'd just like to say also that you're a great Mexican. And I believe that you can really be a peacemaker and to heal some of the divide with the Hispanic people of America. Is that something that you're open to?
Well, let me just say, we're all Americans here. I don't see the divide with Hispanic people. I see them, on average, as more Christian, more family, almost immune to the globalist brainwashing, except for Hispanic people I see at colleges. When I go out and get attacked and spit on and punched and people throw coffee on me, it's liberal white people. And I'm not making this about what color somebody is, but, I mean, I don't see it. I see a bunch of crazy white guilt academics being the main problem in this country with some Black Lives Matter lunatics with them. Chris?
You know, what I can do then as far as being a Mexican-American, my grandfather, Joaquin Garcia, he did immigrate here from Mexico, is being a positive role model for him. Say, hey, look at my grandfather came over here as a migrant. He wasn't illegal. He got a citizenship. He did it. He got it the right way. And he taught us. He said to us, I remember it. He said this to my mom. It's been transferred up. You never take handouts. We don't take anything from anybody. We work and we earn everything ourselves. And I learned from him. So maybe and of course I'm open to it, becoming a role model, positive role model. I got to get my Spanish better. I've lost a lot of my Spanish over in the Middle East.
Well, I actually agree with what the pastor's saying, though. We do need stuff in Spanish as an outreach. I want to launch a daily show for hours with Spanish-speaking info warriors, and we're actually trying to, you know, from other talk shows around the world, because most of them seem to be like in other countries, you know, recruit folks to do a Spanish version show.
I would be more than happy to address that and possibly do it if I can help. And I got to say, where you're at, being in Mexico and doing what you're doing, I'm proud of you. You're doing great things over there. You're doing something that I probably should be doing myself.
Absolutely. Sam, anything else?
Come on down to visit anytime, Tano. I think you need to make a T-shirt, Alex, where we replace Che Guevara's mugshot with Tano Pirano. And I'll tell you, the Mexican people, they're tremendously open to truth when you speak with them. So many
very hungry.
On the street, they ask me about Donald Trump. And when I make a comparison between Donald Trump and the Mexican hero, Francisco I. Madero, he said all the same things. He said he was from the north of the country. He was wealthy from business. His father was wealthy before him. He said the system was rigged, and if it wasn't, that he would win with 90% of the vote. And lo and behold, it took a revolution to get that election. But after that happened, the Mexican people elected him with 90% of the vote. Francisco Madero did a good deal of drinking.
Oh, yeah. We proved the fake polls. We had the data. Yeah. The big companies had it. The bots knew that Trump's really at about 65%. That's why they're trying to say, if you support him, you're a rapist, you're a race, you know, all this stuff, because they're so desperate, because they know there's a total revolution against their leftist garbage. Thank you so much, Sam. We're going to come back and talk to Duke Trout and others straight ahead with our guest. He said he's not busy till about 5, but we've got big breaking news coming up. And I got him on for 5 hours. It'd be awesome sometime with Roger Stone on what's going on inside the White House. We're going to come back and do 5 more minutes, and then 5 minutes in the next hour with Chris. And then we're going to have Roger Stone on with bombshell breaking news. Your phone calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergent? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Chris Tonto Pronto is our guest, one of the great heroes, survivors of Benghazi, best-selling author, researcher. Visit his website, ChrisTontoPronto.com. I'm Alex Jones. He's going to be with us this little segment, one more segment, then Roger Stone with the shocking news and stuff that's going on. I'm just trying to bring balance to what's going on in the Trump administration. I'm not in a power struggle fight with all these generals and the rest of them. And I want to like Kelly. I like Mattis. But let me tell you, the stuff I've got is from confirmed stuff, and it's just, it's dangerous. And that's why we had Pachinik on earlier going, no. I mean, believe me, it's dangerous what we're doing here. But it's got to be done, and just so we're going to do it. So that's coming up. Chris, you were saying some powerful stuff during the break. You want to repeat about just running into the lies yourself, not just in the CIA work, but then once you were under the microscope experiencing fake news for yourself?
Yeah, and I did. Just from going on, and I can't talk about the ops and stuff, but going on seeing, going through an op and then turning on the news, because we get, of course we get news over there, or you get AFN, or you get reruns of the mainstream media, and seeing how they were misreported it. Of course, at that point in time, I'm working. I can't say anything. But then when Benghazi happened, and you see the massive, and I get involved because of me being on the ground there, the massive lies, the cover-up, the corruption, the collusion between the CNNs and the MSNBCs with the administration, and the Rhodes, Ben and David Rhodes, come on, CBS, and making up that fake story of the video, and just seeing, like, wow, this house of cards stuff that you don't think happens really happens, because I'm in the middle of it right now. And I don't you'll never see me on CNN. You'll never see me on MSNBC, because they continually mistell or lie.
Sure, they'll interview you for an hour and then play 30 seconds out of context, editing two different questions together where you sound crazy.
And I won't do it anymore. I won't. And my publicist hates it. She goes, "What you got to do? You got to reach out to those folks." And this is what guys like myself and people that get on the news need to do. I say to her, I said, you know what? If they want to see me, they'll get off those channels and they'll come to me. I don't need them. If they want me, they can come to me.
They're so bad, they'll ask you one question and then play a totally different answer from something else. Like, why did you lie about the kids? Well, I didn't mean to lie about it. I'm sorry. It's like, they'll just totally distort. Let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Duke in Oklahoma. Duke, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Chris, good to talk to you. Alex, you too.
You too, Bernie.
You bet.
I love you, guy. Man, you what you've done for this country and being able to speak out for people that have no voice to be able to communicate these things and allow people to realize the seriousness of what we're going through in society and our culture today and the problems that face us that we never saw coming. We need more people like that, and our kids are where it's at. We've got to teach our children the core values of what our grandparents believed in and what this country stands for, or we're going to lose this fight.
Absolutely. What's your question for the guest, Duke?
Basically, I just wanted to make, man, I just appreciate you guys. I've got your six. You guys got our six. We're all in this together. Let's make something happen.
God bless you, Duke. Any comments to that, Chris?
I love the Midwest. That's why I live in Nebraska, because that's how people are. They're good people that still have those values that I grew up with. So
that's what's so insulting to hear him say everybody in the Midwest is a white and racist when Houston's the most diverse city in the United States, hands down. And then they're just saying, thank God it's flooded. They're all KKK.
What kills me is I love this, too. I always say this to these racist. Donald, you're a racist. Well, no, I'm not. I'm a Mexican racist is what you're telling me. And my best friend, Dave Boone Benton, is black. So, we're both racist. it's just an argument they're going to use to continue to try to drive us apart. You just kind of have to laugh it off at their idiocy.
Absolutely. And I think all their craziness and saying they're going to kill the president is a sign of their weakness. So
I I agree.
It's still dangerous, though, because they're trying to get nuts to do something. Back in 70 seconds with a few more phone calls. Trout, Mike, a list of others. We're going to go right to you in 70 seconds. 4 hours straight ahead. Roger Stone's coming up. You do not want to miss it. ChrisTantoPeranto.com.
Tom today.